Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. At-tawakkulu ala Allah Azza wa Jal wa takdhibu ahli al-batil. Qissatu Amirul Mu'minin Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu fi hadha shan. Akhrajahu al-Hakim an Tariq ibn Shihab qala kharaja Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu ila Sham. Wa ma'ana Abu Ubayd ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu fa'atu ala makhadatin wa Umar radiyallahu anhu ala naqatin lahu. فنزل عنها وخلع خفيه ووضعهما على عاتقه وأخذ بزمام ناقته فخاض بها المخاض فقال أبو عبيدة رضي الله عنه يا أمير المؤمنين أأنت تفعل هذا تخلع عنه الخفيك وتضعهما على عاتقك وتأخذ بزمام ناقتك وتخوض بها المخاض ما يسرني أن أهل البلد استشرفوك فقال عمر رضي الله عنه أوه لو يقول ذاك غيرك يا أبا عبيدة جعلته نكالا لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إنا كنا أذل قوم فعزنا الله بالإسلام فمهما نطلب العزة بغير ما عزنا الله به أذلنا الله وعنده أيضا عنه قال لما قدم عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الشام لقيه الجنود وعليه إزار وخفان وعمامة وهو آخذ برأس بعيره يخوض الماء فقال له يعني قائل يا أمير المؤمنين تلقاك الجنود وبطارقة الشام وأنت على حالك هذه فقال عمر رضي الله عنه إنا قوم عزنا الله بالإسلام فلن نبتغي العزة بغيره وعنده أيضا عنه قال له أبو بيدة رضي الله عنه لقد فعلت يا أمير المؤمنين فعلا عظيما عند أهل الأرض نزعت خفيك وقدت راحلتك وخذت المخاضة قال فصك عمر رضي الله عنه بيده في صدر أبو عبيدة رضي الله عنه فقال أوه لو غيرك يقولها يا أبا عبيدة أنتم كنتم أقل الناس وأذل الناس فعزكم الله بالإسلام فمهما تطلب العزة بغيره يذلكم الله عز وجل وعند أبي نعيم في الحية أيضا عن قيس قال لما قدم عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الشام استقبله الناس وهو على بعيره فقالوا يا أمير المؤمنين لو ركبت برذونا تلقاك عظماء الناس ووجوههم فقال ألا أراكم ها هنا إنما الأمر من ها هنا وأشار بيده إلى السماء خلوا سبيل جملي إخلاص النية لله عز وجل وإرادة الآخرة قول معاذ رضي الله عنه لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما في هذا الشأن أخرج ابن جرير عن أبي مريم قال مر عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه بمعاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه فقال ما قوام هذه الأمة فقال معاذ رضي الله عنه ثلاث وهن المنجيات الإخلاص وهي الفطرة فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها والصلاة وهي الملة والطاعة وهي العصمة فقال عمر صدقت فلما جاوزه قال معاذ رضي الله عنه جلسائه أما إن سنيك خير من سنيهم ويكون بعدك اختلاف ولن يبقى إلا يسيرا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم This is a chapter regarding reliance on Allah عز وجل and denying and belying the people of Batil. Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه seeking izzat and respect through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslim Ummah with respect. Imam Hakim rahimullah narrates from Tariq bin Shihab rahimullah that on the occasion when Umar radiallahu anhu was going to Sham as a conqueror, so that time Sham refers to the present day Syria, Jordan, Palestine, etc. So Umar radiallahu anhu was proceeding as a conqueror, as the leader of the Muslims, and with him was Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. So while traveling, they came across a place where there was water. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu descended, dismounted from his conveyance, and he removed his khufs, he placed it over his shoulder, and he took hold of the strip of the camel, and he began passing through the water in this condition. So this condition depicted and explained the example of a person who is humble, a normal layman. So Abu Ubaidah Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, are you doing this? That this work and this manner of traveling is generally the system and the way of a normal person. You are traveling as a conqueror, as a leader. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, that are you doing this, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? You have removed your khuf and you've placed it above your shoulder, and you have taken the strip of the animal, and you are crossing the water in this condition. As Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, that Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are going for a very great task. So it pleases me and it makes me happy that the people of the town that we are going to will see you in such a condition that pleases them, rather than them seeing you in this condition. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu replied that, O Abu Ubaidah, if any other person had to say this statement to you, I would have made him the example for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning I would give him such a punishment which will be an ibrah and a lesson for the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said the golden advice. That this advice, if we take it to heart, this will be a means of us becoming successful. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Inna kunna adhalla qawmin. Prior to the Bi'asid and the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were the worst of people, most disgraced of people, where the Arabs were known to bury their own daughters alive, the rich would oppress the poor, the women have no rights, nothing. We were the worst of people, no person desired to rule over the Arabs. But, fa'azzanallahu bil Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us izzat and respect to Islam. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَنَنَ اللَّهُ. The day we try to gain respect and honor in the sight of Allah through anything else besides deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace us. So the success and the izzat and the respect of the Muslim ummah is in deen, in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hakim rahimullah mentions a similar incident from Shihab bin Qais bin Shihab. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came to Sham, the armies met him, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was such a condition that he had a lower garment on, he had two khufs, and he had an imama. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was holding onto his camel and making the camel pass through the water. So one person mentioned to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, it should be that the opposing army, as well as the leaders of Sham, should meet you in such a condition that you are coming as a slave. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Inna qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam. We are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us izzat and respect to Islam. فَلَن نَبْتَغِيَ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِهِ. We will never seek honor and respect except through Islam. Another narration mentioned from Imam Hakim rahimullah, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, لَقَدْ فَعَلْتَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِعْلًا عَظِيمًا. That, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have done a very great action. Amongst the people of the earth, with this action that you have done, moving in a way as a slave, as a simple, normal person, is a very great action you've done. You have removed your khuf, and you have walked your animal into the water, and you're passing through the water in this condition as a slave. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, فَصَكَّ عُمَرُ بِيَدِهِ فِي صَدْرِ أَبِي بُعَيْدَةَ radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu hit a slight hit onto the shoulder, onto the chest of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And he said to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, لَوْ غَيْرُكَ يَقُولُهَا يَا أَبُو بِيَدَةَ. If only another person besides you have said the statement, I would have made him an example for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, أَنْتُمْ كُنْتُمْ أَقَلَّ النَّاسِ. Addressing Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that prior to the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were the lowest of people, and the most disgraced of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you izzat through Islam. The day and the time that we seek izzat and respect besides Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace us. A similar narration, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came to Sham, then the people welcomed him. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was sitting upon his camel, his ba'ir, his camel. So they said to Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, that if only you had rode over a horse, and the people of Sham and the armies of Sham would have seen you in this condition. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, Izzat does not come from these people. And then Umar radiallahu anhu pointed towards the sky and said, Izzat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Umar said, Khallu sabila jamali, leave the way of my camel. So my respected allies and brothers, we see from this incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that Allah has placed our success in deen. Allah has placed our izzat in deen. We see that we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Till this point, each one of us is proud. To see that we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find honor and respect in saying that we are Muslims and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we follow in the way of the sahaba radiyallahu anhum. To such an extent that when we look into the lives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba radiyallahu anhum, we don't find those apparent means of success. The wealth of the dunya was it at the exposure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba radiyallahu anhum in the initial stages. We look at all these apparent means of success were not found in the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. But till to this point, till today, we are here sitting so many years after the demise of Rasulullah ﷺ. But we still find respect and honor in the way of Rasulullah ﷺ and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sheikh Abdul Hakim rahimullah narrates an incident regarding Abu when he was in Egypt, regarding Abu Rayya. Abu Rayya was a person who would speak against the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. Especially against the narrations narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum. So he would speak against Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum and disgrace Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum. So when the Sheikh Abdul Hakim, he heard about this person Abu Huraira in Egypt, so he went to his home to visit him and to discuss with him that why are you speaking against the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, especially the hadith of Rasulullah sallam narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum. So when he came to the home of Abu Huraira, the children did not allow him entrance. So he said, no, I need to meet your father. I got a very important matter to discuss with him. So they refused his entry until he persisted and he said, no, I have to meet him. So with a heavy heart, they allowed him to enter the house. And they took him to the room of their father. When they took him to the room of their father, they opened the door. He was shocked to see the face of that person, Abu Rayya. That his face was blackened, very dark, with broad eyes. And he's looking at the wall and he's saying, Ya Aba Huraira, Ya Aba Huraira, Ya Aba Huraira. So when Sheikh Abdul Hakim, rahimahullah, saw this, immediately he came out of the room. And he said that it seemed that this person, because of his disrespect and disgracing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in this world. That his face was blackened and his eyes were broadly open. As though Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu was standing in front of him and he's addressing Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, asking for forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given Sahaba radiallahu such izzat, such respect, that we, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the tariq of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah will bless us with the same izzat. Alhamdulillah, our jamaat was going to Zambia in this Ramadan. So one day we were doing gush and we went to meet an Arab brother, a brother from Libya. So he sees the Jamaat, he calls the Jamaat, we begin speaking to him. And in the discussion he says that we Arabs, we are born Muslims. But we look at you people and we have hasad and jealousy over you people. That you people have took the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you people such izzat. So if we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the tariqah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then we'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with this izzat and this respect. Also during our tashkil, one brother, we went to meet him on Tuesday. An elderly brother, 82 years old. So this person was a sati, part of the masjid. He will involve himself. So one good thing that they have in Zambia is they will pay two satis. So those two satis, during the day, they'll set a time that they'll do mulaqah during that time. And the elders give him this nasihat that the best time of your day, give it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when there was, in 1968, when there was some turmoil in the country, and the Indians, those who came from India and established themselves in Zambia, were told to move back to India or to end that part of the world. So the elders gave them this nasihat at that time, that now you came to Zambia with the intention of tijarat and business. Change your intention. Come with it, make the intention of deen and the effort of deen. And you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you izzat and respect. So these people have turned the intention. So many of them left and went to UK and those American countries. And many of them stayed behind. For the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sati also, he would give his time, and he set his time in the morning portion of the day. Morning portion of the day, he and another brother, they'll do mulaqat from 9 o'clock till 12:30, the 2.5 hours for the day, they'll give it to the masjid. Until he got very sick and he got almost bedridden. He was elderly at that time, was 82 years at that time. So when we went to meet him, he told the jamaat that my desire is that Allah must give me shifa so that I can continue my mulaqat. 82 years old at that time. He said, my dua is that Allah must give me shifa so that I can continue my mulaqat. Nevertheless, few days later, he was hospitalized. In the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah, at 12:15, at the time of Adhan, he passes away. His last wish, last desire is that how I can get shifa, so that I can go in the path of Allah, I can do mulaqat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this izzat and respect will come when we make the mehnat of deen, the effort of deen. One person who mentioned to us at the time of the janazah, that one of the brothers, after the news, he went and had qailula. And he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And he sees that one person is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he looks closely, it's that same brother passed away. So this is izzat, this is respect. When in dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person respect, and then in akhirat he'll be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make this firm intention that this mubarak and blessed effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we take it to heart. This is the effort closest to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at every effort of deen is important. But this effort has changed the lives of many people. If we give our heart to this effort, we will see in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us izzat and respect, and in akhirah also. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the true understanding.